We want to let you know that the senior Air Force safety, Weston Steelhammer, was the Week 10 Lot Impact Player of the Week. He had five tackles and a key interception in that 31-12 win over Army. And joining us now is the CEO of the Lot Impact Trophy, Mr. Albert Hall. Mr. Hall, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I am terrific. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us. We've talked with either the winner of this award or people on your board for the last several weeks, and certainly happy to do that. You, at the Pacific Club, the Impact Foundation, named 10 semifinalists for the 13th annual Lot Impact Trophy Award. I'm sure some of those we've had on the show, including Dory Jackson or Jonathan Allen, Alabama's defensive end. Give our listeners out there, if you will, Mr. Hall, a sense of what this trophy is trying to do, what you're trying to identify in players, because this is more about it's more than just playing football on the field, and how this whole thing will culminate.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just say we appreciate all the work that you guys have done this year in acknowledging the weekly winners and the Lot Impact Trophy. It's great to have a partner like NBC Sports Radio involved. Really, the Lot Trophy originated 13 years ago, and for many of you listening, you know it's named after Ronnie Lott, the great Hall of Famer, and just a great humanitarian. And what we're trying to do is honor not only the best defensive player on the field, but the best defensive player in character and performance. These schools all submit these candidates for consideration. It goes all the way up to a sign-off with the president of the university to really acknowledge that these gentlemen are the type of kids that are out there representing the university and the type that they really want out there representing the university, both on and off the field. And, you mentioned Weston Steelhammer. That's just a great name to say.
It certainly is.
Say that name. But he's just a long line of guys that we nominate each spring. We have 42 nominations after the great Ronnie Lott, number 42. And then we narrow that down throughout the season. And, we have a little bit of turnover due to injury or maybe a guy, has an issue, whatever it may be. But throughout the season, we honor each one throughout with a weekly winner. And we've narrowed our semifinalists down to 10 outstanding players. I mean, we're talking about guys that not only do it on the field, but off the field, in the communities, set a great example for the younger players on the team. The coaches really enjoy coaching these guys. And you're talking about a national footprint. That's one of the things that we've really aspired to do is, we're not just a West Coast award. It happens to take place out at the Pacific Club in Newport Beach. But the award is a national award. And to go through the 10 semifinalists this year. Jamal Adams, a safety from LSU, phenomenal player, really doing it all last week against Bama, even though they came up short. So you have Jamal Adams at LSU, Jonathan Allen at Alabama, Buda Baker at Washington, Dory Jackson at SC, Andrew King at Army, Desmond King at Iowa, Micah Kaiser at Virginia, Raekwon McMillan at Ohio State, Jabril Peppers at Michigan, and Weston Steelhammer at Air Force. So those of you who aren't familiar with the Lott Trophy, that's a great great lineup right there. And I think you throw one more in there and you could probably start a defense in any team in the country.
Yeah, we're talking with Albert Hall, who is the CEO of the Lott Impact Trophy. You're under center, 855-323-4NBC. Now, I know you vote for these kids, and there's a national voter panel, Mr. Hall. How is that panel made up, and who is it made up of?
You know what? It's made up of select media, writers throughout the country, former players. We have a number of board members and advisors to our board. Former coaches like John Robinson and Mike White and Terry Donahue, who does a ton of stuff in the community out here. Guys like Marcus Allen and Kermit Alexander, some of the guys that have played this game at a very high level, but are also outstanding character guys. And each year we put that voter panel together and add names and some are busy and they just can't follow it week to week. But the guys that do really, really value what these guys bring to the table on and off the field. And performances are amazing. The kid Micah Kaiser, he's had 15, 16 tackle games. Desmond King is probably the best cover guy in the country. I mean, all these different things that they're watching throughout the weekend, it all comes into the weekly voting that we do. And it's all culminating on December 11th. We'll have our live awards show on Fox Sports. And that takes place here at the Pacific Club in Newport Beach. And I mean, some of the guys that have won this award in the past, you're talking about Luke Kuechly and J.J. Watt and Eric Kendricks, Anthony Barr, Carl Nassib, you know, guys that are really doing it at a high level in the NFL. And I think a lot of that has to do with character. The coaches that we've had on, obviously these guys can play, but the guys that really excel are the guys that can become pros overnight. You know, as you know, Mark, you have to be a pro when you hit the field in the big leagues. And these guys are those guys that can step right in and really make that transition.
Well, Albert, we certainly appreciate all that you do, not only for college football, but again, identifying and bringing to our attention guys that not only do it on the field, but have terrific character. And again, they will be narrowed down to four finalists. They'll be flown to Newport Beach, where the annual Lott Impact Trophy Awards banquet will be held at the Pacific Club on December 11th. Albert, we appreciate a couple of moments. Do me a favor, when you talk to Ronnie, please give him my best.
I will. He just wrote, when I said I was going on with you, he just said, great guy, stud. We need to get him to the award show. So.
Well, I appreciate that, Albert. Thank you so much, and congratulations. And we look forward to this relationship continuing, sir.
All right, Mark, thank you for all you're doing. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Albert Hall, CEO of the Lott Impact Trophy.